The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. It's the start of a new week, the dawn of a new era. Welcome to this Monday afternoon edition of The Dory Monson Show. Got lots of stuff to get to. Very busy news afternoon. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
So how bad's it going to be a week from now when if Jenny Durkin and Dow Constein and Jay Inslee follow through on their plans to fire everybody who is not vaccinated, everybody in public life. So we're talking about cops, firefighters, paramedics, frontline nurses, doctors. How bad's it going to be? Because I have told you that I have gotten messages from Seattle police officers who have said you should advise your listeners to get a gun. And that's your choice. It's not my thing to advise you. But there are some Seattle police officers who believe that crime is going to run rampant starting a week from now when Seattle, which is already down about 300 cops, and they have 200 still who have not given proof of vaccine. Now, here's what's interesting about that. The cops who haven't given proof of vaccine, some of them might be vaccinated. And this might be a showdown where they're just waiting until the last minute to provide their proof of vaccination for a couple of reasons. One, they want to overturn it in solidarity with their brothers and sisters who, for whatever reason, don't want to get the vaccine. But secondly, it is clear that Seattle police officers feel like they have been politically trampled on in the last, especially year and a half, and over Chaz and Chop and city council members who are silent when a guy with a megaphone is telling cops to pull out their guns and put it into their mouth and pull the trigger, and city council members abide by that. We have city council members, many of them, who are just simply anti-cop. And they want the chaos, the anarchy, that's going to come with a unpoliced society. We have a candidate for Seattle City Attorney who is an abolitionist and wants to not prosecute any misdemeanors in Seattle. So we're talking about home break-ins, car prowls, assaults, simple assaults that don't rise to the level of felony. They would all be de facto legalized in Seattle if this city attorney candidate, Nicole Thomas Kennedy, if she gets her way, then we're really going to see the pipeline open up because, as I've been telling you, and certainly my words from a couple of years ago have been proven to be 100% true, that we can spend billions of dollars on homelessness, for example. But as long as we attract more drug-addicted vagrants from around the country to our region, we can put as many as we want in downtown and Elliott Bay View condos, as we are doing right now. Our kids can't afford to buy their first house, but we're putting million-dollar view condos into the hands of people who are drug-addicted vagrants. But what's happening is the Seattle police feel like they've been trampled on. King County sheriffs feel the same way. We talked to that one sheriff's deputy last week who told Mitzi Johanknik in a TikTok video that he was done. He simply was not going to put up with this. He had served four tours of combat in our military. He had been out in the field where he lost brothers and sisters in combat. And he says, but amazingly, morale is worse with the King County Sheriff's Department than it ever was when he was losing people who were dying in combat. I'm not saying an awful lot. And so we have an awful lot of cops who are just standing in solidarity. And there's one of two options. There are some who have gotten vaccinated and they're going to wait until the last minute to show their proof of vaccine. But I am told that there are several cops who are vaccinated, and they are not going to show their proof of vaccination out of solidarity with their brothers and sisters on the force who are unvaxxed. And so if this happens, we are going to see chaos. Now, I'm going to talk live at 12:30 with King County Councilman Reagan Dunn, who is begging Dow Constantine to end this purging of the King County Sheriff's Office, that it's going to be too dangerous, that it is going to unleash another level of crime. And let's face it, we have horrific crime in this region. Another person shot in South King County yesterday in critical condition. We are seeing shootings and murders at a 30-year high now in Seattle and King County. And so Reagan Dunn is saying, look, just hold off on all of these firings. You can't do this to the people of this region. And so we have a showdown between the politicians who want to coerce vaccination in as many people as they possibly can. And then we have cops, many of whom are not vaccinated, some of whom are vaccinated and are not going to provide the proof of vaccination so that they can be in solidarity with their brothers and sisters. I'm going to talk later this afternoon with Mike Solon, the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild. He was on Fox and Friends this morning, and he says firing all of these cops is yet another way that politicians are trying to defund the police.
This is a numbers game, and as you've noticed, the city or the department hasn't put out numbers since last Wednesday. I think that they were worried about the optics of the large number that you noted. But clearly, this is an attempt to get officers to get vaccinated. But unfortunately, right now, officers have been politically betrayed in this city for the past year and a half. As you know, we were the modeled reformed agency by our elected officials. Now these cops are facing termination. And I think they're hanging on because they feel as if that's the last bit of control that they have. Now, we'll see where those numbers end up by the 18th. But I can tell you right now, Brian, it's not good. It's not good for policing. And as you know, Seattle leads the way, and we led the way in terms of the defunding nonsense. And if you look at this long term, perhaps this is their attempt, their move to get their 50% defunding pledge by just removing cops, period. And who ends up paying the price for this? It's our great community who won't have enough officers to answer that 911 call.
And so it is going to be disastrous for the law-abiding, and it's going to be paradise for the criminals if we lose more cops. But Mike Solon's absolutely right that this is very possibly just a backdoor way for Seattle City Council members to continue their defunding the police call to action that would ensure crime running rampant here and us losing even more cops. And what's ironic, of course, it is our minority neighborhoods that want the most cops, or want cops the most, I should say. They're the ones who are losing their sons primarily. Young black and brown people are being murdered at a phenomenal rate, according to the Seattle police. And the people in those communities, they know that. And yet, the politicians are willing to sacrifice those lives so that they can continue this attack on cops and this run against funding of the police. It really is amazing. And we're going to start seeing it manifesting itself next week in Seattle and King County. By the way, Seattle cops, if you're getting fired or laid off or furloughed down in Pierce County, they're not requiring a vax, and they're giving $15,000 bonuses to people who sign up down there with the Pierce County Sheriffs. If you want to do a lateral and you get up to $15,000 signing bonus, you can do that. But what we're going to see is surrounding areas, suburbs, other counties, they're going to defend the cops, and all the crime, all the criminals, all the shootings, all the murders are going to be in Seattle when the politicians get their way. It's really amazing. It's amazing. It's distressing to watch because this has gotten to be such a dangerous city. City where I used to, man, I tell you what, When I worked on the 11 o'clock newscast at King 5, we would work till 11:30. And then after work, I had friends. We would go to the Doghouse Restaurant, which doesn't exist anymore. All roads lead to the Doghouse. The Doghouse Restaurant was 24 hours. Also, kind of nearby was 13 Coins, right across the street from the Seattle Times. And we would go out at midnight, and we'd get some chicken fried steak. Nothing's better after midnight than chicken fried steak. I can tell you that with 100% certainty. But then I had friends, and we would walk around downtown just talking, and no destination, but we would walk all over downtown on streets that nobody would dare go on after midnight today. But this used to be a fairly safe city. And so then I want to ask you, is this really what you want when you vote for the people who are in power? Do you really want this level of crime and homelessness and drug addiction? Do you really want to lose cops so that the criminals will have free rein? Because people have consistently voted to take things in that direction. And so now here we are today. I'll talk live with King County Councilman Reagan Dunn about all of this starting at 12, right after the 12:30 news here on the Dory Monson Show. And boy, I'm getting lots of text messages. Whoo, boy, I'm so glad I don't live in Seattle. That's what's ironic, is you're seeing the suburbs just growing and housing prices are going up astronomically in the suburbs because a lot of people do want to get out of the city. Man, I'm just looking at all the text messages that are coming in. I'll go through all of these a little bit later. Dory, at 12 years old, I was the same way. At 12 years old, we would take the bus to and from Sonic games. Yeah, when I was 10, 11, my buddies and I would take the bus from Ballard down to the Seattle Center, walk around for an hour, maybe get a burger. Then we'd go to the Sonics game, 2-for-1 student night. You could get a ticket for about $8 in a pretty good seating area. Take 3-4 hours of work for me, because I was making $2 an hour, but still. But I would never let my kids take the bus to the Seattle Center today. It's a shame. And it's not that we're all pining for a bygone era that just simply doesn't exist anymore. It does exist in most of this region where people aren't afraid of crime every second. And it exists in most of the country. Seattle's just this special carve-out where criminality and drug addiction and homelessness are running rampant. It's very sad. Very, very sad. Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Your tax dollars at work.
I promised that I would keep you posted on two insurance bills that are affecting you deeply. I told you about the insurance commissioner, Mike Kreidler, who decided to issue an illegal, in my view, and the courts now apparently agree, an executive order, because right now insurance companies use your credit score as one of the top determinants of what kind of a discount you can get, because they found a correlation. Good credit, people usually pay their premiums on time, and they can give you a discount. But Mike Kreidler said, no, that's unfair to people with bad credit. Well, yeah. I mean, paying your bills and your credit score. Now, there are some people who have had misfortune fall upon them through no fault of their own. But for the vast majority of people, their credit score reflects the decisions they've made. And so now people with good credit were seeing their insurance rates going up $600, $800, $1,200 a year. And Mike Kreidler didn't put this before the legislature. He just said, nope, as insurance commissioner, I am a dictator. And I will just make your rates go up through the roof if you have good credit. Well, I'm happy to tell you that a court over the weekend ruled that Mike Kreidler did not have any basis for this executive order that, if nothing else, he had to go through the legislature to do this. But he could not just unilaterally act and do something that raises the insurance rates of people who have made great decisions. So thank you to the judge, I think it was down in Thurston County, who ruled that this is illegal, what Mike Kreidler is doing. So now what's, but we don't know how fast the insurance companies are going to act to restore the good credit discount. And then on the other issue, the long-term care tax, if you don't have long-term care coverage already, you're out of luck if you want to get the opt-out. As I said, my wife and I, we had long-term care coverage years ago, so we don't have to pay this tax. Our children don't have to pay this tax because about 4, 5, 6 months ago, my kids listened to me and they got their private coverage so they could opt out from this outrageous state plan. If you were not listening, a couple of days ago on the show, I ran the numbers. They're going to take 0.58% of your income. So for every $100,000, the state's going to take $580. $580. If husband and wife each make that much, they'll take $1,160. There's no cap. If you make way more than that, they'll take 0.58%. And so in running the numbers, I want to make sure you're aware of this because we need to speak in one clear, loud voice that, and again, I'm not doing this for any personal profit because I'm already opted out. But I'm doing this for you, who's going to get absolutely mowed over by this. So the state will take $580 of every $100,000 you and your spouse earn, and your total benefit will be $36,000 in long-term care coverage when you retire. $36,000 from the state of Washington. If you're 30 years old and you invested $580 right now in an S&P 500 index fund, and then you invested $50 a month, $600 a year, about the same that you would put into the state plan, by the time you retire, you would have $105,000 that's all yours. You could spend it on whatever you want. You could use it for your own long-term care. You could use it on your retirement. You could use it on vacations. The state will provide a $36,000 benefit if you're 30 years old now. But you yourself, investing this privately, would get $105,000 for the same investment. This is one of the all-time ripoffs. And I will keep you posted because this is another one where the people need to speak up loud and clear. Because a lot of people just didn't believe me, I guess, when I was talking about this 6 months ago, and you could have done something about it. Okay, I'll keep posting on both of those insurance issues that affect your bottom line, and that is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
King County Councilman Reagan Dunn, he has sent a letter to Executive Dow Constein saying, please, just give cops an option. If they're not vaccinated, let them get tested weekly. If they don't test positive for COVID, they can opt out. But right now, the move is on to mandate the vax, and we might lose hundreds and hundreds of cops. I'll talk to Reagan Dunn about this live next here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, as you just heard in the newscast, Reagan Dunn is trying to beg Dow Constein, don't do this cop firing next week. Because my sources, I have internal sources at the King County Sheriff's Office, and they sent me a PowerPoint presentation that the Sheriff's Office expects 39 to 69 officers to be let go next week. And that's not hyperbole. That's an internal document that the Sheriff's Department is using for cop losses. This could be devastating, especially combined with what's happening in Seattle. Reagan Dunn is the King County Council member who is pushing for another option for cops, and that would be to just get a test and prove you don't have COVID. He joins us live here on the Dory Monson Show. Mr. Dunn, good to talk to you, sir.
Thanks for having me, Dory.
Absolutely. Okay, so tell me why you are reaching out to the executive on this cop issue.
Well, obviously, we have record levels of homicides and murders in King County. We're set to break the all-time record in King County. We already have a situation where nearly 300 Seattle police officers have been defunded or let go, and 35% of the sheriff's force is gone. With these COVID mandates that were made as the Delta variant was dramatically increasing a couple months ago, we, as you mentioned here just a second ago, are threatened with the real loss of many, many sheriff's deputies, a couple hundred police officers potentially, and anywhere from, I'm hearing, 50 to 100 deputies. We can't afford that. There is a better way. And that better way, Dory, is to follow what most states have done. Even the Biden administration has done this, and that is allow for a weekly testing option so folks who, for whatever reason, don't want the vaccine don't have to get it, can keep their jobs and keep our communities safe.
What do you think the motivation is for not giving cops and nurses and firefighters and paramedics that option? Because as you said, a lot of cities, the L.A. County Sheriff, that's a very liberal city, but the L.A. County Sheriff announced over the weekend that he would not enforce any mandate about proof of vaccination in his county. And so why do you think it is, Reagan, that they want to stick with this here?
Yeah, I think that some of the elected leaders that run the Seattle area are unwilling to pivot and change. It's almost become like a political purity test, you know, vaccine or lose your job. And the reality is that around 10% of any population just won't get the vaccine for a lot of different reasons. And right. One of them is they already had COVID-19, for example, and the natural immunity is, in at least some studies, potentially better than man-made immunity. There are a lot of reasons, but they won't do it, and they will not give in and will give up their jobs and move on. And so what I'm seeing, I have been called, one of the chiefs of police of a neighboring jurisdiction has called me and said, I've never seen a flood of applications from King County Sheriff's Office before. I am seeing it now. They don't want to work there anymore because this jurisdiction that's taking the applications doesn't have a municipal requirement for a COVID-19 vaccine to keep your job. And yeah, that's the problem I have.
I mentioned last half hour that I know the Tacoma or the Pierce County Sheriff's Office, they don't have a vaccine mandate, and they're offering a $15,000 signing bonus because they have a bunch of open positions. So if a King County deputy wanted to do a lateral down to Pierce County, they could do so, not have the mandate, get a $15,000 bonus, and be in a place where command seems to respect the office. And that's the other issue here, is the King County Sheriff's Office does not seem to respect the officers. And I don't know any public law enforcement official who's had a lower opinion from the staff than Mitzi Johanknik. I mean, this is a disaster.
Yeah, and 59 sheriff's deputy positions are vacant right now. So if you take 59, which we're desperately trying to find people to fill, combined with what, you know, another 50, we're going to have more than 100 deputies off the streets all because of this rule. And remember, it's not just Pierce County. They can go to any city inside King County. They could go across the street, you know, go over to Kent or some other jurisdiction that doesn't have a requirement and work there. And when you think about it from law enforcement's perspective, they have been beat down, defunded. They haven't had raises commensurate with other jurisdictions. They are disrespected, and now they have to inject something into their body. Maybe they don't want to. The religious exemptions and medical exemptions are being summarily denied and dismissed. What's the incentive to stay? And that is what I'm trying to stop, a mass exodus of critical employees like our law enforcement from leaving the King County Sheriff's Department.
Well, I mentioned last half hour. I had a deputy on my show week before last. He had made a TikTok video calling out Mitzi Johanknik, and he turned in his resignation right after he made that video, and I talked to him about it that same day. And he said that he's done 4 tours in combat overseas. He had seen his brothers and sisters in arms killed by terrorists. And he said the morale is lower in the King County Sheriff's Office than it ever was when he was fighting in combat, because at least they felt that their leadership supported them when he was in combat. But how damning a statement is that, that your morale is higher losing people in the battlefield than working for the King County Sheriff's Office?
I know, and believe me, it's an issue I come to every day. You know, I'm a pro law enforcement person. I believe the honor and dignity in that work. We got a lot of work to do to repair and improve the King County Sheriff's Office, and that's my commitment as an elected official. But we can't lose more. It's just going to make the job that much harder.
So have you gotten any response to your letter this weekend calling on them to offer an alternative to the vaccine, that being the getting tested weekly?
Not official response yet, although Mayor Durkin is having a press conference, I understand, in about 10 minutes, and we'll see if we get any kind of formal recognition of our concerns, and we'll see where this goes. But I want to fight for this and continue to fight for the minority of people who, for whatever reason, aren't comfortable with the vaccine, and we'll take it to the mat if necessary.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, and as somebody, I think the vaccine, all the stats, all the data suggests that it's a good idea, but this idea that government can tell you what you must inject into your body, and it's not a true vaccine. There are so many people who have gotten the vaccine who also get COVID. It's just not a true vaccine. And then if you already have had COVID and you have the antibody, all of this, Reagan, it's insanity. What we're looking at here, it's amazing.
Yeah, and just remember, you know, we are a free country, right? And so you got to accept higher levels of risk in a free society. People are going to be, you know, you can't just force everybody to do something like you can in a totalitarian regime like China or the Soviet Union. And so I think people need to accept that. And I don't like the mandate not being responsive to this dramatic reduction now in cases in the Delta variant. We're getting way down the infection curve, we're getting much healthier, and so let's pivot from this ultra stern, strict, hardline requirement and be more nuanced, like most of the other states are.
Yep, amen. All right, Reagan Dunn, King County Councilman. Reagan, I appreciate it. Thank you for coming on with me today.
Thanks, Dory, for having me on.
You bet. All right, so there's an alternative that our politicians could embrace. By the way, I got to talk about Liz Rocha too. I'll get to that a little bit later. Mitzi Johanknik's chief of staff that nobody has seen in the office for 2 years, I'm being told. He's making $180,000 a year. I'll get to that later on in the Big Show. All right, what do you think? Should our cops be offered an alternative to the vax mandate? 888-973-CHIRO. That is our new text line. 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here in the Dory Monson Show. One thing that I'm trying to get to the bottom of with the King County Sheriff's Office, Liz Rocha is or was Mitzi Johanknik's chief of staff. Her predecessor made $140,000 a year, but Liz Rocha and Mitzi Johanknik, they were old buddies going way back. And so Mitzi gave Liz, don't call me Almond, Rocha, $180,000 a year. But I have sources in the sheriff's office say they haven't seen Liz Rocha in more than a year. Some people are telling me that she's filing lawsuits, that she and Mitzi had some big fallout, that Liz Rocha's thinking about suing. We're looking into all of those things because, as always, we will watch out for your tax dollars. Okay, so why are these mandates? Why is it such an important issue? An airline pilot is going viral for the TikTok video that he posted over the weekend. And I said something very similar last week about when they just very incrementally start to tear away at our rights and our freedoms. And I do think the vaccine mandate, having to show your medical information to go to a restaurant, a lot of these professionals, airline pilots and cops and firefighters and nurses, they're going to lose their job if they're not vaccinated. And this airline pilot, Sorry for the annoying music underneath him, but he did talk about what I consider to be the biggest problem here, and that is that they are just stripping away our rights and freedoms, and all of a sudden, America in 2021 would be completely unrecognizable to people who grew up when you and I grew up.
I've been an airline pilot for 18 years, and now I'm facing an ultimatum. Not a choice, but an ultimatum. I'm being told in order to continue my career as an airline pilot, I must be vaccinated, which really means I have to choose between putting food on the table for my family and my freedom of choice. Whether you believe in vaccination is the right thing to do or not, the situation goes far beyond health. We, the American people, have fought for freedom for 257 years. We go around the world spreading ideas of freedom and democracy. We help other countries and people fight for their freedoms, while ours are being stripped away. You may think being forced to wear a mask or get a vaccination is insignificant, but when you begin to compile mandate after mandate and loss of freedom after freedom, it becomes very significant. As each thing is taken away, we face what is known as the shifting baseline syndrome. This syndrome changes our idea of a new and acceptable normal. Soon, we will not remember what it was like to have the freedoms we once did. Our children and our grandchildren will experience less freedom, and they won't have the privilege or the pleasure to enjoy the same choices our parents had or that we have. If we give into these mandates and we do not stand up for our freedom of choice, we dishonor every armed service person over the last 257 years. A disservice to the people who have fought and bled for the very freedoms we enjoy. Whether you believe in vaccination or not, I'm standing up for your freedom of choice. You may support the vaccine mandates because they fall in line with your current beliefs. But if we let this happen now, there will be a day when what you're told to do will not fall in line with your beliefs. If we do not stand together...
Man, that is so powerful. You might be okay with this because your current beliefs are vaccine mandates a good thing. But someday they're going to mandate something you disagree with. And you're not going to have any ground to stand on if we cave in to every single mandate.
...and fight back in one voice. Soon, we could be told where to live, what job we will do, what religion to believe, and how many children we can have. Do you really want someone telling your children or your grandchildren what, when, and how they will live every minute of their lives? It's time we take a stance. It's time we fight for our freedom of choice while we still can. Join us.
And by the way, if you think what that pilot said is impossible, there is a lawmaker in Pennsylvania right now who's introduced a bill that would mandate men having to get a vasectomy after they've had three children. Mandate a vasectomy for men after three kids. Now, he says, oh, it was partly tongue-in-cheek, but there's nothing joking when he first introduced this. You okay with all this? Okay, check the news for you here at the top of the hour. And then a jam-packed Fastest 15 is coming up next.